are on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amad Beis. Toshma, the Tony Rabbi Shaye Barabchiyem, Leisoshuv Vishov. What is the din if a person, Bashikra says, Leisoshuv Lekachto, Vishov, and he went back and he did take the Shikra. Leisechala Vikilo. He says he should Leisechala Pasotro, and he was Mechala the Pai, he cut off the whole pay. Yeshnon Bechlal Malkis Aboy, Divrei Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, so this person will get Malkis. Let us see what Rashi says. Leisoshuv Lekachtoi, the Shikre, Leisechala de Peya, Ferei Hein Nitkin Laasei. Perceive Loni Velager Tazei Vaisam. So Lacheret Nitik Laasei, so Lacheret the Din should be, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that Allah Vanitik Laase ain't like in Allah, so you shouldn't get Malkus, you should now Loni Velager Tazei Vaisam, even though he was over the love of Leisoshim Veloisechala. Shmamino, Tamid Rabbi Yehuda, Mishim de Kesov Allah Shinitik Laasei like in Allah. Sumo says, no, Dulma Hosamainu Taimu the Kosova Tazoiv Mikoremash. He learns it's not a Lavanitik Lasei, the Tazoiv means, La'oni V'lager Tazoiv Oisom, leave it for the ger, and the Oni, Leisoshiv Lekachto, and don't go back and take it. So Memele, the essay is before the Lav. Not the essay was written as a tikkun when you're over the Lav. The essay is, leave it for the oni, v'leisoshu v'lekachta. So, and then it's not a lavanitik lesse. Amalei, some of us, we don't have a raya what Rav Yehuda holds. Amalei, ravina l'ravashi toshma. We learned another barais. Leisaisiru mimenu ad boiker. And then, v'anois men ad boiker, ba'ish tisreifu. Bo akosu, Litain essa achaloisase loimaloch shein loikanol of divi Rabbi Yehuda. Now over here, so we see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda holds that alava nitik laessa ain't loikanol. He says the reason is not al tzasrosofik, not al tzlav shein by maise. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't get malchus because it's alava nitik laessa. Shma mino. So we see clearly that Rabbi Yudol's Alav Anitik Lase is ain't like an Olam. So that what it says in our Mishnah, it says in our Mishnah, Hanoytol Eim Alabonim, Rabbi Yehuda Eim Aloike Ve'einim Mishaleach. He's like Ve'einim Mishaleach, so the time is, because here he holds that Ese Shaleach Teshalach Mikorem Ashme, that means the Torah says, don't take it for yourself, Shaleich Tishalach. So the Shaleich Tishalach is Fakel Lesikachem Alabonim. No, Shaleich Tishalach. You should be Mishaleich and not take it for yourself. So the Shaleich Tishalach is not an Essa after I was over the Lab. The Shaleich Tishalach is an Essa I shouldn't be over the Lab. So if a person takes it, so Mamele was over and the same was over Lab and finished Father Kanesik. So that's where you get Malkus. So for Kelsa, that's Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, because we see Rabbi Yehuda does hold of the concept of Lavanitik La'ese. Lavanitik La'ese is ain't like an Olam. That we see by Noisa. Shmamino, Tamid Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Dekasa B'Shalach Mikorem Ashme Shmamino. Omalei Rav Idi L'Ravashi Masnisin Amideike. From the Mishnah is also a raya that the time of Rabbi Yehuda is because Rabbi Yehuda holds shalach the mikora mashme. Diktoni hanoitel aim al habonim. Rabbi Yehuda oima loike ve'ein mishaleach. It says he gets malkis ve'ein mishaleach. Bisalke daitach taimed Rabbi Yehuda. Lav shenitik lasei loike nolov. Is like a mishaleich mi boilei. So the Gemara says like this, if you'll say the time of Rabbi Yehuda is, that he holds there's no concept of lava nitik la esa ain loiken olaf, of a ba'etzim the esa was written after Yoiba the lav, but the esa is not a tikkun on the lav, so why does he say loike ve ainay mishaleach? Why? He was over the lav, I see kahem alabonim, Yoiba the lav, she get malkis. The mishaleach, there's a mitzvah of shiluach. The mitzvah is not menatik the lav. But he doesn't know the concept of lava nitik lase. So what's pshan the Mishnah loike ve'ein mishaleich is a rai because the ese was said not to be over the lava. Shaleich tishalach ha'seim v'loisika ha'im alabonim. If you took it, you were over the ese, you were over the lava, and I couldn't talk. So memela, so it's loike ve'ein mishaleich. Now there's nothing what to do. There's no ese and there's no lava. What does Rashi say? Mikore mashma loisachale. Loisachale, avul ma'olech olasois. Azoi voisof. Akel te esse is, leave it aloni, lager taze voisom. But loisachale. Avul gane vigazlan, the Gemara brought before gane vigazlan, there tziche, the esse is after the lav. Magadal kochach nitik lesa emaloch the loyloki. There it's takalava nitik lesa. The mitzvah of Hashavas gzeile was zicha said after you stole it. So there could be Rabbi Yehuda holds that ain't like it. Leisa siru veimtai siru veishti sreifo avadik nitik lesa. This is a lava nitik lesa. And here Rabbi Yehuda says ain't like it. V'sal kadaitach sav Rabbi Yehuda shalach dekro. Not even being zarei from our Mishnah. Bisalka daiter kesav Rabbi Yehuda shalach dekro achaliki chemashme. It means loisikachay mitzvah bonim. And if you took it shaleiach the time of the loike mishum lapshin diklas loike nol if he also lapshin diklas loike nol amayk toni vein mishaleiach. So why is vein mishaleiach? Akosu v'chay ve'af l'shalcha l'achalikicha. L'shalcha l'achalikicha v'hu poitroi. That's the Rayef. So we see Take that the Tama Bibid is that Shalech Mikoramash. Zukta Gemore, no, it's not Rayef. Vidulma Hochi Kama Masnissen. Ein Nifter Adem Malkidlei. That what it says, Ve'ein Mishaleach, means to say that Shiluach won't help. Could be Shaleach. It means after you take it, there's a mitzvah of Shiluach. But Shiluach won't help to pater the Malkis, because Rabbi Yudot Lav Shem Be Maise, Rabbi Yudot Lav Nitik Lese, Loikinol. Let's see what Rashi says. Dulme, Eine Mishalech Tekoma, Eine Niftar B'Shiluach. No, you're not Mechuyiv to be Mishalech. Alav Loike. He's Loike. Yeah. Zok to Gemara Vaita. At kamo mishalcho. So till, how far does he have to be mishalayachit? Amrav Yehuda kedei sheteitzei mitachas yodoi. So Rashi says, kamo at kamo mishalcho im notlo. There's an essa of shiluach. So how far do you have to send it away? Sheteitzei mitachas yodoi. If he took it, he has to be mishaleach. But he can take it back. Now he can take it back, Taka. That no pshat is, he has to be mishaleach it out of his rishus. So the Chazanish says that now, not he can grab it right away, it should be teitzi mitachas rishus that'll have a problem in hopping it back. That's called teitzei mitachas rishusai. But if it's teitzei mitachas rishusai, then he goes and he gives a pounce and he hops it. So, it's mutter. So that he was mekayim mitzvah shiluach, and lemais it's mutter. Bameh mishalcha. So we'll see there's two lashonos in Rashi. Bameh mishalcha. Rav Huna Omar Biragleho. Rav Yehuda Omar Bagapel. So let us the Baal Oysen Ben Niklas learn according to the second Lashon of Rashi. That means that what oifen of shiluach is called a shiluach. So avuna omar baragleho. That means afilu he plucked off the feathers of the oif. He plucked off the feathers of the oif. So lemaise, it's not going to fly away. But walk away. It has still 2 feet to walk away. So avuna omar baragleho. That means that's sufficient. If El Kaponim has a way to run away from him with the feet, even though it's not, can go too fast with that, El Kaponim, that's also called a shiluach. And Rav Yehuda Omar Bakpel. Bakpel means that it has to have feathers that should be able to fly. If he made sure that it can't fly, so that's not called he was Meshaleich. Okay, we'll see. Avuna oma biragleo. Dirsi mishalchei regel asher vachamer. So that means shiluach is called if it can go by feet. If it has feet to go by, that's called shiluach. Mishalchei regel asher vachamer. So memele, if the chicken, or not the, whatever, the oif has feet, so even though it can't fly, that's all. The Torah says, Shaleich Tishalach. And we find a shiluach of regel is called a shiluach. That's called also. I mean, I don't have to do more than it says in the Pasuk, Mishalche regel. So Shaleich Tishalach. So I plucked off the feathers. Now I tell Doif, a guten Tag, gehe weg. I'll chop you in 5 minutes. That's besides the point. But I'll kapon him. But as long as there's an oifen of shiluach, of regel, that's called a shiluach. Mishalchi regel asher b'chameh. Rav Yehuda omar, ba'akpei. No. You have to send it with the feathers that it should be able to fly away. That's called you sent it away. So let's see the Marsho's Girse with its feathers. Regel doho kanfer ninu. That's true. A sheva chamer, they go with their feet. But regel doho. But what are the feet of a knife? Confirming that that's the feathers that flies away. Even though this is the wings are considered like the yodis of the, I mean, the behemoth has front feet which are called the yodis, back feet which are called the regel. And sabaisim shalche regel that goes with the back feet is called the shiluach. But over here, the wings, which are, can, kiilu, they're the yodais of the oif. That's the regel. Regel, the whole confernia. That's Rav Yehuda holds. Ahu de gozina legapa, vishilcha. There was someone, he took off the feathers. First he took it for himself, and then he took off the feathers, vishilcha, and then he sent it away. Then he chapped it. Because can't fly away, so he chapped it. Nogdei Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda gave him Malkis. Rav Yehuda Lashitose. That's not called a shiluach. That's not called a shiluach. Omalei. And he told him, Zil Rabbi lo gatfer. You wait till the feathers grow back again. Vishulcha. And then send it away. First at him, he gave him Malkis. And then he told him, we're not finished with you. You're not finished with the Malkis. Wait till the feathers grow back and then send it away. Back to Gemara. Come on. Now who does this Rabbi Yehuda hold like? Ike Rabbi Yehuda, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah holds that there's no mitzvah b'chlal of shiluach after you took the oath. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah holds, it's shaleich the mikora mashme, send it away and don't take it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what he tell him, wait till the feathers grow back and send it away. I mean, there's no one of sending anymore. It's too late already. Ik Rabbi Yehuda loikev ein mishaleich. There's no din bechlal of shiluach. Ik Rabbonon, If he holds like the Rabbanan, Mishaleach ve'ein loikas, he gave him malkus. So that answer to have two chasanas. He told them, you should be Mishaleach, and Ashlok them free. But let's just see Taisus for 1 second. Ika Rabbanan, Mishaleach ve'ein loike. So Taisus has, I'm a Motzalameimah, the Sobe kaimai ve'loi kaimai. Could be Yot kaim hilkach, loike, Mishaleach, if you hold kaima v'loy kaima, so you have to be, make the eser, toich k'dei dibo to the lab, or toich k'dei dibo to what Bezlum was masrim, so al kaponim, so could very well be, he holds like the rabbonim, and memele, since he wasn't the kaim d'eser right away, so he gets malchus, but there's a mitzvah of shiluach. Yeah, if he wasn't the kaim it right away, he gets malchus, but it's the mitzvah of shiluach. That's the Gemara's kasha. What can Rabbi Yehuda? Loilam ke Rabbonon. He holds like the Rabbonon. So memele, so really take yinat chayu malkes. It's mishaleach vein eloike. Umakes mardes mit the Rabbonon. That what it was not, they was not malkes alboim. It was makes mardes mit the Rabbonon. It was a shegit that he went and, he did not make a proper shiluach, so he gave him a kismaldus. Let us see Rashi. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, b'meh mishalcho beregel. So now Rashi says a different pshat than what we had mentioned. Yechezeno Beraglo v'yishalcheno. How are you mishaleach it? You hold it by the feet, and then you throw it away. That's the oifen of shiluach. So the Chasam Sofer says in the Tshuva that Rashi means like this. That according to this lashon and Rashi, Rambam also holds like this. That there's a mitzvah of shiluach. That means if I'll bang on the nest and the bird will fly away, that's not called shiluach. You have to be mishaleach. So memele, so that's this first lotion. That's called that I have it in my hands, and then I send it away. That's called I sent it away. After it was in my tefis, in my reshus, that's called sending away. It should go away by to bang on the count. That's not called shilua. Mishalcho mishalche regel, alma shiluach beregelu kach shemati. So that was the first loshon of Rashi. Bemem mishalcha means how do you send it away? So Rashi doesn't like this pshat. V'nira beinai shen shiluach zedoyme l'shiluach regel hasher shohu hoylech beraglayim v'oche achize beraglayim. The way they said pshat, the first pshat that Rashi brought down, is b'mem mishalcha means how do you send it away? You send it away by first holding it, then that's called you send it away. You hold it baraglai. That means you were toifus and that it can't go, and then that's called you send it away. Now the pasuk mishalcha regel shor v'chamer is not speaking about that you hold the raglaim of the shor. That's they're the pasuk saying how they go, not how you send it. So memele, so what's the raya from the pasuk? That's Rashi's kash. Nira beinai shein shiluach zedem shiluach regel asher shu hoylech beraglaim. There it means that the they go by foot. Mishalcha regel shor v'chamer. And here it means you have to hold it by the feet in order to be considered that you're sending it away. Anupshat, we mentioned before. Omar beregel, sheim tov, that the shiluach is sufficient if it can still go away by its feet. Shim tolash gapo, if he tore off the feathers, vishilcha nifta mi mitzvah shiluach. So, he was mekayim mitzvah shiluach, kivin shaholcha beis psiyei segimu, mutalach ze letayvsa. Fakel, that's called, it was sent away. Even though it does not have a oifen of going too quickly, he tore off the feathers, he plucked the feathers, but al kaponim, that's called, it was sent away. There's a shiluach of regu. So I sent it away. No, it's only considered sent away if it can fly away. Shetucha lof kedalka. V'raya l'dvori, so Rashi says, v'raya to my pshat, that this is the pshat, v'demaisa uvde, fakel, that the Gemara brings the maisa uvde, toshino legapo, there's a person who plucked off the feathers, v'shilcha, the chai v'rab yuda l'mishmilchei, the rab yuda l'tamei domen shiluach oif beregel. He said, fakel, that's not called shiluach. By an animal, that's called shiluach, they go put their feet. But here an oif goes with its wings. Rabbi lo gatva, so he told him, wait, you want the kai mitzvah shiluch, wait till the feathers will grow back again. Hashe oisa atche yigdul lo knafel, with the shalchenot. Makis mardis ridui b'teichoche. Shloyal gilboze, it's not the demalkis, it's just to be machniyim. Ve'ein lo kitzvah, that's not a din of 39 malkis, elet shekabal olof, it'll be mekabal, they won't do this again. Yeah, so there's a shayla over here, Rabbi Kevege, b'tzeichen tzu ha-mishnah le-melech, in Gilyan HaShas, that there's a klal, that kol mitzvah shamatn schor b'tzido, so bezden is not kaifa olof. And the lumdus is because if the Torah wrote the matan schar, so that is the oifen akvia. That is the oifen akvia. The Torah wrote this over here to tell you that if you won't the mekayim the mitzvah, so leman yarichin yamecha, so memele the miklal heinat shemei alav. So that is the kvia. So the Mishnah Malach speaks about this in Hilchos Avodim. Is a taisas of Baba Basra. About Kaponim, that's Rabbi Kevege, that's a big tough say Nogday, why was he kaifim? Yeah, zut the Gemara baita. Who da osa lakami the Rabbi? Someone came in front of Rabbi. Amalei tima mau. What's the din if you find a tima is an oiftoyer? Is there a din of shiluach hakein? Omar leyoda haigavra daif toyer chayv l'shluchi. I mean, what's your shayv? We don't know. It's an haif toyer that's a chayv l'shluchi. Omar ley, maybe your shayv is dulma choda beyoso deromye. Maybe your shayv was, and on the haif, that's what it's an haif toyer. Maybe the shayv was, it says in the pasuk of Reichem Abayim, and you found an haif and you found a cane with one efroyer. Yeah. Amalei hayodi loch. Vaslisi, he says, no, that I know. I mean, that's a Mishnah. Ein shama lafroyach echad be'achas chayv l'shaleach. So, Chloe, you have to know so what the shayla was. But al kaponim, shilcha. So, he sent it away. Vahadalei rove Partaski v'tofso. So Rava went and put out nets to chop the bird. He's sending away a bird. So he put out nets to chop the aim. So others say, because they bring from the Minchas Alozer, that what was pshat in Rava? I mean, he says, Rava wanted to eat a bird that was niskayim mitzvahs of shiluach hakein. I mean, the mitzvah was done with this. He wanted to eat such a bird. It's not the bird mitanatzma. It was a bird that was niskayim ba mitzvah shiluach hakei. Yeah. Perhaps we can say that can be meisiv a little bit, that if the tachlis of the mitzvah of shiluach hakein is that you mentioned the goyim brings down from the Zohar HaKadosh that the mother cries and the murdik achzorius and the cry is moira rachmei shemayim haklal Yisrael. This is gorach hoshev oif. This was an oif that was moira rachmei haklal Yisrael. It's time to say that he did a mitzvah with the oif. The oif alone not did a gewaltige Sachen. The tzot of the oif did gewaltige Sachen. Fragt die Gemara, veleichish lechshoda. So the Gemara says, these are beautiful kavonis and inyonim, but, there's an ibisim nekiyim, Hashem Yisrael looks a little fishy, this whole maise. He tells him, yeah, you mechuyev to be meshaleich, and then he goes and puts out things together, so it seemed like the reason of the psak was, echich seife al tchilosai, that he paskin like that because he wanted the aim. Someone says, Kala acha yad. Let us see Rashi. Dima oif toiru. Oma le rove. Dilma chode beyasi oidi rabe. Kachos rach talisho. Shleitila beyachas. Lukro afroich me bengsi. Pastiki metzudis. He put traps. Nets. Veleichish lukshode. Shal nos atzmei chayboi lishalcho. That the reason he was machayevim because he wanted the aim. Tisroich lisrachik menakir. I mean, people, kilama ba'ilu treifis. Rav Chisda shori bucha v'loizovim menayev. Rav Chisda was matar apchoyer. He said it's a balmum and it's mutter. It's mutter to eat b'mdine, you don't eat b'makre, but he wouldn't buy from that b'choyer. That people shouldn't say that he was matarit because he wanted the meat. Mishani klachayat mirochi pirish hametzude shlei haven hameshalech. He didn't have that what was done. Some mail is nochshad. Tana rabon, we learned abaraisa yaini shayvech v'yaini aliyah. Chayoves b'shiluach. Now, yeini shayvech v'yeini aliyah means that these are self-supporting yeinim. The pala shayvech does not in any way feed the yeinim. They take care of themselves. Now, they lodge in his shayvech. So, they're not called, so it's the called hefke. Chayoveis b'shiluach. Vasureis mishum gesel mibnei darkishom. So really, these yainim do not belong to him. No, it's, which is the maisa they lodge by him, so people will be miskaited if someone will take it away. So there's an issur of gezel min neidarki sholem. Yeah. Fine. Fragt die Gemara. Yisur loho dom rabbi Yosi v'rab Chanina chatzeri sholo dom koino loy sholoi meidatoi. That means as follows. The yainim themselves that lodge by him, he's not kind of b'chotza, because even though they lodge by him, it's not called a chotza mishtameres. That means the one that take the yainim, they fly away. So it's not called a chotza mishtameres. But the bayim, we're talking about, let's say if they were matal bayim in a kan, which is his shayvach, so he's kinda the bayim. No, So we'll say, it's a memela, so we have a problem. So it says over here, chayoves bishiluach. So why is it chayoves bishiluach? As soon as it's matal the bayim, he's koine the bayim al skinye chotzer, the bayim is, gabi the bayim it's a chotzer mishtameres. Gabi the aim it's not a chotzer mishtameres, because she readily flies away, so it's not called mishtama b'teich chotzer, but the bayim are a chotzer mishtameres. Now, we could say, Luli divrei Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina. We could say, he didn't know about it when it was matal the bayim, and he didn't kavona to be koine. So memela, so he wasn't koine. Chotzer is only koine if you're aware of it, and you wanted to be koine. Like the Gemara, but Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina said, chatzer shalom koine lo shalom midatoi. Tolu, without kavona's kinyin, you're also koine. So fact the Gemara, v'misa lahod, amar Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina. Chatzer ish odom koinu lo yishalayim edat, ekri kan, ki yikorei prat lemezuman. He was koinu the ex. Let us see what Rashi says. V'misa lada Rabbi Yosi, ha'shas porich lo. He says in Lars Kashe, from this barais, and Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina. Omar Rav, so Rav said, Beye im yitzies rube hude ichayev bishiluach. As soon as roiv of the Beye goes out from the aim, it's chayev bishiluach. Mikne loikone ad the tipel lechatzeroi. Now, in Hilchus Chotzer means, kol zman, the Beye is still mechubo to the aim, so he can't be kind of chotzer. Just like the aim can fly away, she can fly away with the bay also. So memele, so it's not a chotzer mishtamer. Still, it's nifrash from the aim. So memele. So that's the teretz. So the teretz is so that what it says that your chayiv l'shaleach. Chayoves b'shiluach means before it was nifrash from the aim, the gamri. So in this matzev, that roiv of the beya is yotze someyayim, but it's still mechubet aim. So he wasn't koine the beya, because it's like the aim. So it's not mezumin. So now in this minute is a mitzvah of shiluach. It's a mitzvah of shiluach. So what does Rashi say? Yitzias ruba imbo odom umotzo esaim shehi meitila beyoso. A person will come and see that the aim is matal de beye. Ukvar yotzo ruba in roiv of the beye. Was yotza chayev l'shaleach, so there's a chayev l'shaleach mikamoy de tipe l'chatzeiroi before it falls into the chotza da'kati lav mezumenu. So that what the Beraisa says, yoynei shayvech v'yoynei aliyah is chayoveis b'shiluach. Means it's chayoves b'shiluach when it's yotze saruboy. So memela that already is called aim revetze salabim. So it's a chayev shiluach. Agav urche the chsam sefer and the tshuvis wants to be medayik from this Rashi as a Rashi in Bav Metzia Fakert. He wants to say it's machlokes hasugyos, but he wants to say what we had mentioned. In this perik, the machlokes, if there's a chiyev l'shaleach afilu, I don't want the beya. Aim rebetzes ala beyim, there's a din to be mishaleach the aim. So he's medayik from this Rashi, that this Rashi seems to say like that, because if you learn Rashi elach, dimbo oto, a person came, umotza saim, and he saw the aim, shehi matila beyoso, it's matil the bey, akvayotza rubo, The Rashi doesn't say one word that he wants the bayah. Rashi just sees this. Chayev l'shaleach is mechayev l'shaleach. Is mechayev l'shaleach. Mekamet eti b'lachatzer dekat ilam mezumenu. So he says from the lashon of this Rashi would seem there's a mitzvah shiluach. I feel I don't want the bayah. You see this? You're mechayev l'shaleach. Say Zikter Sam Sefer and Erechaim Chubekuf. Yeah. So we have a teretz. We had a kash. Why is Chai B'Shiluach L'Cheretz Mezumen the Bala Shevich Oskayne B'Chotzer Netzachotzer Mishtameres L'Gabi the Beis. Someone says, no, the Chiv Shiluach is before it's Nifresh L'Gamri Min Ha'Aim. So then, it's like still the aim. So Memele, so yeah. So it's Chai B'Shiluach. Mikni Lekoni ad the tipa lachatzera. Vichiktoni Chayovis B'Shiluach mikami the tipa lachatzera. That is Pshat and the Barais. Ihochi frekte gemore. Amai Asura is Mishim Gezel. So the Gemara asks as follows. The Gemara understood, if you do not learn like Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina, there is such a concept of Gezel Mibnei Darkei Sholem, which means that in reality, something does not belong to Reuven, but Reuven feels that he's a shtickel bailam on it, and if you take it away, Reuven will be a ktote. So there's such a concept of Gezel Mipnei Darkei Shalom. So the Gemara understood like this. If you don't hold like Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina, Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina, Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina, Chatzah Koine Shlomi Dat, I feel like that, come on, Chatzah is Koine, fine. If you don't say like Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina, I understand everything about it. That means like this. That don't tell me that the aim was Matel, the Beye. It's still not my Beye. Because Chotz is not, I don't know about it, so Chotz is not Koinish Lemedat. If you don't know, it's like a B'Yesi B'Rab Chanine. So Memele, so there's a mitzvah Shiluach. Minatayr, it's not called Mezumen. Va'osa Mibnei Darkei Sholem, the Darkei Sholem not to take away the eggs. Someone else not to take away the eggs, as Darkei Sholem, and the Torah not to take away the eggs, because it doesn't belong to the Bala Shaver. But the Rabbi not to take away the eggs. So Memele understand everything perfectly. There is a concept of Darkei Sholem on the egg that's in the Chotzer. There's a Chiyiv Shiluach because the Bala Chotzer was not Koine Deg Minatayra, because Ein Chotzer Koine Shalei Midatay. So if you don't know the Kabyesi Barabchnina, this paraisa is beautiful. But now you tell me a Hoshtik Tayra. Now we do all the Kabyesi Barabchnin. And the reason the egg doesn't belong to the Bala Shaiva, because it was Nifresh Ruban and there's no Kinyan Chotzer. So if it's Nifresh Ruban, it's still in the aim, there's no Darkei Sholem on the egg. I mean, but it's like the bird. So why is Chayov Mishim Gez Mishim Darkei Sholem? Yihoch Latzi Rashi. The Lekonza Chatzere, my Suris Mishim Gezel. There's no Darkei Sholem. The egg is still mechuba to the aim. So why is the Darkei Sholem? And for the Gemara, Ha'imam. No, the Darkei Sholem is on the mother alone. The Darkei Sholem to come afilo im atzmo yesh mishim Darkei Sholem. Fakel. Lemay said that the aim lodges by him. What does that mean? Minatera doesn't mean anything. He's not kind of the aim, it's a chotzer sheinu mishtameres, but al kolponim, he feels a psashtikul bailam. So if a kert is als, there's a gezum ne darke shal, minatera doesn't belong to him, so it's not called mezumene. It's the chiev of shiluach hakeinen. Zadin gezum of darke shal. Vibo yisayme le'oilam abeya. Ubeya kimen de nofek leirube daiti alei. That on the beya gufa this darkei sholem. That means even though it's mechuba to the aim, but the Bailim feels it's I'm eventually going to end up in his Sheva. So there's Tak Yisholim on the Baya also. But as Rashi say, we boy same loy la ma bay. Dilo alim ma fil mi shim da ke sholem ein ka. Koil vein in noy khale tofsa. Fakel. And the aim, there's no da ke sholem. Because that what the aim lodges by him is gonish, but gonish. He's not kind of aim. And he doesn't feel that he has any ownership over the aim. Vein noy khale tofsa. Loy som chadas bala sheva chalom. So the Baal HaShoivach doesn't feel that he has any ownership on her whatsoever. A fool to make a dark Yisholem. Veinim miskoitit im alei keach. So it means if someone's going to take away the aim, I mean, Adarab, so you're more gelungen than me, I could never have time. Am ebeyim o miskoitit date aleyim. The bay eventually is going to fall into the shiva. Nainamid like on the chetzer mishum taki shalom yike. There's taki shalom on the bay. So the gemara pahashta the omar of Yehuda marab. But Moses. But now, that's till now. So we had these mahalchim to understand the barais. But pahashta that it's speaking about before the bay was completely nifrash from the aim. So Mamela, so he's not kind there because it's a chelik of the aim, and just like he can't be kind of the aim, he can't be kind of the base, therefore it's not mezuman. So therefore there's a chiyuv of shiluach hakein. So Mor says, Abba Bahash to Doma Rav Yudha Marav, Osa liskois bebeim she'im revetzes aleim. Rav Yudha Marav said, if a aim was matl bayim in my chotzer. And I, and the aim is revetzes alabon. So Rav Yehuda Marav said, also liskois bebayim, shame revet, not allowed to be zeiche in the bayim. I'm not taking away the mother, I'm not taking away the bonim, I'm gonna be zeiche in the bonim. I have here a chotzer. It's an ideal. The aim was koine shvise my shaver. Was matal bayim my shaver. It's revetzes al abonim. So lechayr al tchayshem mishpat. I'm koine the bayim. It's in my chotza. It's a chotza mishtameres. So Rav Yehuda Marav said no. It's also liskois in these bayim. You're not allowed to be zeiche. Why are you not allowed to be zeicher? Shenema shaleiach haseim v'hod abonim tikach loch. That means tikach is a loshin kinyin. That you're not allowed to acquire the bonim till shaleiach haseim. Kozman, the mother is there. You're not even allowed to acquire the children, to be zeichen the children. Is afilotayme aval gav denof alechatzeire. Even though it fell in the chatzah. Let us see what Rashi says. Mahashte Doma Rav Yehuda, Mahashte Motzis Lukmi Masnisin. Now that Rav Yehuda Marav said that you're not allowed to be zoiche in the bayim, calls my name is Revetzes, Mahashis Motzes, look me, Masnisen, Afulo Yotze Kula. That the egg went out completely into the Shevach. Leitich Rabbi Yaisi, Rab Chanina, Yuesta Kashe, so why is there a mitzvah of Shiluach, it's Mezumen, the Loi Mezumen, whom, Vachayeves be Shiluach, Mishum Beyach, Reine Zois, Zachi of Shiluach, because of this bayah. The aim was matel this beya in the shayvach, and she's still on this beya. Even though the beya fell into the chotzer, like konza chatzere, the kiven do atzmaim ho yokan, loy ho yochel lahach zigbo, chatzere nami, Loi motzi zochei lei, ve'ein ze mezumen. So just like he's not permitted to be Zayche, so the Chotzer also is not Leimotzi Zochile. So from this Rashi, this Ritve in Bava Metzia that has two Lishainis, the same Pshat, the same Gemara in Bava Metzia, so the Ritve has two Pshatim in the Gemara. One Pshat, the Ritve says that that Chiddush HaTorah, Chatzere Shal Odom is Zeiche for him. That's Dafke is something that he's permitted to be Zeiche. But something that he's not permitted to be Zeiche, that means Aloche, that if a Eim will be Matal Abeye, he's not permitted to be Zeiche, and this Beye calls man the Eim is Rebetzes Allah. So the Chotzer is Take, not Koine. Period. There's no Chiddush of Kinyan Chotzer. If he's not allowed to be Zeicher, there's no Chiddush of Kinyan Chotzer. So the Ritva asks Amir de Kekasha. This is like a very frumme Zach. That means Kinyan Chotzer is a Teire de Kekinyan. Chotzer is only Kaine, something that you're permitted to be Kaine. If you're not permitted to be kind, the chotzer isn't kind. Frek the Ritve, remember it's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Gemara says that chotzer the gneve is kind. Im emotze timotze bi yode ha gneve, so ainli ala yode gage chatzer ve kafif net, am alim emotze timotze bachal mokit. The maise, he's kind, a ganev is kind with chotzer, so you are kind with chotzer. And the Ritve is kayach. There is kind of lechiyuve, Yisrael Ba'onzen, Yisrael Kefal, he's like a koine, it's a koine lechiyuv, that the Torah was machadish. But stamazoi to be zeichen, to acquire an ownership, that if you're not allowed to be zeichen, so the chotz is not zeichen. This pshat, the Ritva likes taka. The Ritva says a second pshat, but losh marash, like also, I say it's like the first pshat, that the Ritva says, that chiddush of Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina says, Chatzeir Shodom Koinoloi Shaloi Midatoi, that chiddush is only if you're permitted to be koine. That means if he wants to be koine through his chotzer, the chotzer can taina shake it zeich, the chotzer can koine zain. But that's if he wants. But the chiddush of Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina that says, Chotzer Koinoloi Shaloi Midatoi, that's tafke. If it's a permissible kinyan, then the chotzer is kaina shleim midat, and then it works automatically. But if you're not permitted to be kaina, say not kaina. Nazibi says for Rashi. The Rashi says like the first pshat. Chotzer nevali wachi zocher ve'eid ha'bezum. Fine. So that's the teretz. Yehocha, amai asures neidar keshom. It says, you're not allowed to take the bayim, al tar keshom. So, idi sholcha, if it's speaking about that he was mishaleich the aim, so then automatically the bayim belong to the bala shayver. So, it gets some value. So then, if it was mishaleich the aim, then he was kainer, then the bala shevach was kainer the bayim. So it gets some value. Why you say allowed to take it out tzadik yisholem? If he sent away the aim, so you're not allowed to take it out kessel. Either lo yisholchom, if he did not send away the aim. So you're telling me why you're not allowed to take the bayim of Takishon? You're not allowed to take away the bayim of the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. You're not allowed to take away the bayim. It's very interesting. The Baraisa says the whole reason you're not allowed to take the bayim is out Takisholim. The Manavshech, if he was Mishaleach, so it's Gezomali, if he wasn't Mishaleach, So you're not allowed to take it out the mitzvah of Shiav, also Sikha, you're not allowed to take it, because man, the aim is Revetzes Allah. And for the Gemara, be cotton. Let's speak about a cotton. A cotton was not mitzvah mitzvah shiluach hakei. He's not allowed to take it out tzarkei sholem. That means it's speaking about that the cotton took it, he was not mishaleir day. She can't say he's not allowed to take it because of shiluach hakei. He's not mitzvah. Cotton is not mitzvah and shemitzvahs. But he's not allowed to take it out tzarkei sholem. Frech the gemore, cotton, val tzarkei sholem who? A cotton is about darkei sholem. I mean, the cotton is not just, he's not mitzvah and shiluach hakein, he's not mitzvah darkei sholem either. Achikoma, oviv shel cotton chayv lahasa, bibnei darkei sholem. The father of the cotton, if the cotton took the eggs, so the cotton is a cotton. So the male is not mitzvah and shiluach hakein, he's not mitzvah darkei sholem. If the cotton took the eggs, so the father's mechuyev to return the eggs, mibnei darkei sholem. Zot Rashi, zot asir Rashi. Yochim ha'isuris, mishim gezel, mishim darkei sholem, besuloim. The only, the sole reason you're not allowed to take it is as gezel, darkei sholem, besuloim, dishilcha, koidem dehechzik bo, reikonza chatzeri labalabait. Because I'm all you. Levi bar Simin Akni Perish Shoifchoi L'Rabbi Yehuda. Levi bar Simin was Makne the Perish Shoifchoi to Rabbi Yehuda, that means the Beim, the Freichim, was makta to Rabbi Yehuda. Also, lekame de Shmuel. So now Rabbi Yehuda came to Shmuel. Omer lei, zil treifa kan, go and bang on the cane, the liskavu, that they'll lift it, the aim will lift itself up, Bekanino. And you'll be kind. So the Gemara asks, Lamai, why do you have to do this process of lifting up the aim? Ila mikne, if you want to be kind of the aim, Liknina le besuda. I beyontev, vaimed vaimer, zevzani oito sagi. And the Gemara, Hani, Peri, Chadetave, the Levi, Barsimin, Gufale, Abakonale, Vochi, Komale, Zil, Vatorif, Akan, the Liskavu, Nikdina, Levi, Barsimin, Podotnina, Neloch, Besuda. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Also, Lakam in the Shmu. So, have you really came to Shmu? Lakama mefosh meitzach lelemivi, what was the shayla? Treifa kan, hakish biyotcha lakan. The liskavo miyoroscha, you'll bang on the nest, or lift itself up. Pashim mefosh was on my boy, me name, I'm hatha. What was the shayla? What was the problem here? The shayla over here. Yeah. So the Gemara says, lemai agvozu lomo. What? Why did he need the whole thing? Ila mikni. Shloyachza by Levi ben Simon. He wanted to be, make a kinyan, agbo on the aim. Here we see Hupa Mikoycha is a maisa kinyan. Och he come lay treif a kain, the liskavo of Choycha Miros, but he knows some bahagbo. You'll be kinder bahagbo. Liknino besuda. Plumbutsach abuda, lishal, achikna, what's the shayla? He wants to be kinder the aim. So let him be makta besuda. Vim le yontev, shu arab yontev, lamachi yasurim vishamukza. Valisha Bama Chantem. With what were you making the Avroichim? Lomali Haiticha Litre Fakan. Boimed Boimed Zeves Anioito Kibesu Meseches Beye. So the Gemara says, now the Shah was like this. Peri Chadeti. Beim Shitila Oisam Haim. These were Beim Shitila Oisam Haim. Leomda Aleim Oilam. Speaking about that the aim was matal these beim leconsolei chatzera lelevi the osaliskes pem cause man shem revetzes aleim velevi yotzech leilich liknois. So Levi had to be kind of the beim umashal lecon in yochel haknois v'miaknoli besudi yochel achzaboy. So there was a problem. He wanted to be maknim the beim. And the Bayim did not belong to Levi yet because he couldn't be kind of Bechotzer. Of the din we had before the Osaliskes Ben. So he told them, Zil Troy Fakandalis Gavu, a mois. Bang on the nest that the mothers will lift themselves up. Viliknino Levi Leperes Aidech Chatzere. Then he could be kind of, since it's not Emoy Vetzes. Alabayim, so then he can be kind of with Chotzer. Then the Yaklu Levi Neloch Besuda, then Levi Bemachni Yudabayim with a Suda.